that is our tracker then. I hope you liked it. Good stuff from them. 5:45 on Radio 1 now. Time for Newsbeat with Chris Smith.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1.
She used ketamine for 5 years. Now it's left her with a severely damaged bladder.
You're writhing in agony. The only thing that takes that away is ketamine. I have to go to the toilet 3 times an hour.
As there's new advice for the government to reclassify the drug from Class C to Class B, we hear Molly's story.
Newsbeat.
The world thanks you for sharing Nelson Mandela with us. His struggle was your struggle. His triumph was your triumph.
One of the biggest gatherings ever of world leaders, a massive memorial to celebrate the life of South Africa's Nelson Mandela. 4 years for the boss of a French company that sold faulty breast implants to women across the world. We speak to one affected in the UK.
It is a big money-making industry, and I understand that, but you don't cut corners with people's health.
And it's a charity you've probably donated to.
Welcome to Comic Relief Money for Money!
But there are claims Comic Relief has invested funds in tobacco and arms firms.
This is Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
We're starting off with a special report tonight. We've been looking into the drug ketamine as the government's given new advice about how it should be classified. Newsbeat's heard from users and doctors on the damage it can do to your bladder and your brain. Dave Howard's been investigating.
Ketamine's a Class C substance, putting it officially among the least harmful of illegal drugs and the least likely to attract serious punishment. But it shrinks and hardens the bladder, so it can't hold fluid and it becomes agony to pee. So the government's official advisory council for the misuse of drugs says it should be upgraded to Class B. Maximum sentences for possession would go from 2 to 5 years in prison. One 25-year-old from Bristol, who we've given the fake name Molly, is waiting for a bladder stretching operation after 5 years taking the drug. If it doesn't work, she could need her bladder removed. Now, just a warning, some of the description you're about to hear is graphic. An actor is speaking Molly's words as she tells us she used to get the drug from what she calls crack dens.
I'd sit around looking at all the others who lived in these squats and I'd say that I'm not like these people. Now I look at them and I say that I'm just like them.
A lot of users get to a point where actually they've got pains in their sort of waterworks and stuff.
You're writhing in agony. The only thing that takes that away is ketamine. I have to go to the toilet 3 times an hour. I'm actually peeing blood, like sizable blood clots. And also, something that probably ketamine users will relate to is jelly. It's not taken that long for me to completely ruin my bladder. There's also the part of me which, you know, the desire to stop, you know, sort of make my parents proud again.
Just mentioning your parents gets you.
I think that's the catalyst for wanting to stop. My parents found out about it all. They caught me on it and they saw just the little girl in such a horrendous state. I beat myself up having to put my parents through that.
Now, some users have told Newsbeat that ketamine is at least as dangerous as some Class A substances they've taken. 28-year-old Jeff, another fake name, is trying to quit after 10 years. He's been hit by another side effect highlighted in this ACMD report, memory loss. He's a dubstep MC who can't remember his lyrics.
I actually need to be able to speak articulately. If I take the drug even sort of a couple of days before I have a show, it's really noticeable in my voice. I'll forget my lines, and when it's destroying something you love, it's not worth it, really.
Why did you start taking it?
Where I used to live, there was nothing to do. We had this mentality of really sort of battering whatever substance we had in front of us. I've seen people have these cramps, have hot sweats, literally not be able to move, and then that night, get back on it.
And Chris, we've heard only briefly from the government on all this. They say they're grateful to the ACMD for their new advice, which the Home Secretary commissioned, and they'll respond in due course.
BBC
Newsbeat.